Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Flood Insurance Guru Podcast. My name is Chris Green, your host and owner of the Flood Insurance Guru. Today we're going to be talking about three mistakes that first-time homebuyers make when purchasing a home. But before we get started on that topic today, remember, if you're looking for elevation certificates, you're trying to find out what is the flood risk on a property, jump over to our website, floodinsuranceguru.com. We've got the free flood risk assessment tool for you. We've got learning centers for you there if you're a real estate agent, if you're an insurance agent, if you're a property owner or a real estate investor, where you can find all the answers to not just your flood insurance questions, but also flood zone changes and other resources as well. Also, if you like the content you're hearing on this podcast, make sure to jump over to iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, leave a review. Let us know how we're doing so others can find this same information that you might find valuable. Now let's talk about today's topic, and we're talking about three mistakes that first-time home buyers make. You want to check this out first before buying a home. So the first one we're talking about here is flood risk. You see, when someone goes to buy a home, unless they're on the coast, most of the time, flood insurance is not going through their mind. It's not entering their mind whether they need flood insurance or not. Is flood insurance going to be required? Usually something is put in the listing. Oh, flood insurance is going to be required. Okay, let me start getting flood quotes. Or what flood zone is this property in? But they're not looking at the real risk here. They're just looking at, is it required or not? Not what are the actual chances of this property flooding? So you see, as a first-time home buyer, it's very important that you understand what is a flood risk? What is a flood risk score? How is it different from flood zones? So briefly, let's talk about these flood zones real quick. We're talking about things like flood zone X, which is referred to as your low risk, your minimum risk, or not required if you're going to have a mortgage. Now let's talk about flood zone A or flood zone V, which begins with these two. Flood zone A is going to be part of your 100-year flood area. This is if you have a mortgage, it's going to be required. Flood zone V is going to be on the coast. You know, this is where coastal flooding happens. Once again, if you have a mortgage, it's going to be required because it's in that 100-year flood area. So while these flood zones may help you understand flood risk a little bit, it can be very dangerous just associating the flood risk for these flood zones. You may think, flood zone X, there really isn't much risk. Like they said, it's low risk. But in fact, 30% of flooding actually comes out of flood zone X. It's exactly what happened in New York, in Brooklyn, New York, where so many people didn't have flood insurance, where you had 7 inches of rain that got dropped in 24 hours, causing widespread flooding in subways, transportation systems, you know, people's basements. You had thousands of dollars worth of damage for people that may never recover because they didn't have flood insurance. Many of these people did not realize what the actual flood risk was. What were the actual chances of their property flooding? Now let's talk a little bit about where can you find a flood risk score? You know, we actually built one on our website from 0 to 100. There's these other companies out there, riskfactor.com, that has a great resource on their website through the First Street Foundation that has put information out there helping you understand your flood risk. All you've got to do is put your address in. Same thing with our website. Just simply put the address in. You're going to find out what your flood risk score is, how close to water you are, what's the estimated flood insurance premium going to be. Now, what about flood loss history? Now, understanding flood loss history, where to find flood loss history, is very important as a first-time home buyer. I can't tell you how many property owners we talk to every day that says, hey, I wish I would have known to ask about flood loss history. After the recent flood, I discovered my house had flooded 6 times. And this is where flood loss history becomes extremely important for you as a first-time home buyer, because it can be the difference of you being able to resell your property and not being able to resell your property. Let's take a state like Texas that has very strict property disclosure laws, and a state like Alabama that doesn't. In Texas, as a result of Hurricane Harvey, lots of property disclosure laws were passed where you had to tell people now what flood zone you're in. Has your property ever flooded? Are you near a reservoir because of all the flooding that has happened throughout Texas over the last 10 years? Now let's look at Alabama, which is a buyer beware state, and they call it that for a reason. It's because of how property disclosure laws are set up there, and how if you haven't lived in a property, you may not have to disclose certain things. You may not have to disclose things at all. And that's why as a potential first-time home buyer, what you want to ask is, hey, has this property ever flooded since you've owned it or lived in it? That way, whether it's an investor or whether it's a property owner, they have to honestly answer that question because you've directly asked them that question. But this flood loss history can also give you a good indication of what the flood insurance options are going to be. What's going to happen with flood premiums? Because as you start to see the flood loss history on this property, you start to see the flood risk score. We're starting to see the story of what the property of what we call it, risk storytelling. It's going to give us an idea of what's going to happen with flood insurance pricing going into the future. Now let's talk about flood insurance pricing. You see, the big mistake the first-time homebuyers make is they go and they get this flood insurance quote and they think, oh, I've only got one option, the National Flood Insurance Program. That's one of the many mistakes they make on this. The next thing they look at, oh, I got this really good flood insurance premium. They don't expect flood insurance premiums to go up. And we generally should expect these things to significantly increase each year as we're continuing to deal with more and more widespread flooding events like 7 inches of rain in New York City in 24 hours, 13 inches of rain in Birmingham, Alabama in 24 hours, 17 inches of rain in Waverly, Tennessee in 24 hours, 10 inches of rain in St. Louis. We can go on and on and on about what's happening across the country when climate change, severe weather pattern changes, where we're seeing all these things happen. But it's important as a first-time home buyer that you understand flood insurance pricing, not just year one, year two, year three, year four. So if you're taking out a national flood insurance program, let's say that you're actually taking over a policy for someone who already had one, but you got a really good rate compared to what someone was trying to offer you now through the national flood insurance program. It's important you don't ignore that new quote you got, because that could be an indicator of where your premiums are going to end up over the next 5 years. This means that your house could become unaffordable without you realizing it, where flood insurance does go from $600 a year, eventually over $2,000 a year. Now your payment's increasing more than $200 a month. You know, these are some indicators that maybe this may not be the best property for you, or where you can at least prepare financially knowing these premiums are going to steadily go up. Now, as we mentioned a minute ago, that's with the National Flood Insurance Program. With private flood insurance, when it comes to flood insurance pricing, it's important to understand that unlike with the National Flood Insurance Program, not all pricing is the same. Each private company is going to look at their ratings differently using things like we mentioned, flood risk scoring, flood loss history, type of flooding in an area, flooding frequency, the elevation of a building. All these things can be rate drivers with flood insurance pricing with private flood insurance. So as a first-time home buyer, it's very important that you understand not just what your options are, but that you have them all on the table. You know, ask if someone has a current flood insurance policy on the property that you might be able to take over. In fact, we just helped with someone a couple of days ago, and it was a difference of $2,200 a year right now. But what we could do was show that property owner, yes, you're only paying $900 this year, and you're going to see steady rate increases of about 18% on this policy until it gets to about $3,000. Now, it's going to take about 5 to 10 years for that to happen, but you're at least not getting hit with it all at once, and you have an idea of what's going to happen in the future. So today on the podcast, we've talked about flood risk scores, understanding them. We've talked about flood loss history. We've talked about flood insurance pricing with the National Flood Insurance Program, private flood insurance, you know, maybe taking over that policy. So as a first-time home buyer, these are three mistakes you want to avoid. Trust me, I know, because these are three mistakes as a homeowner I actually made when I bought a house in a high-risk flood zone more than 12 years ago and was told the premiums were going to be $3,000 when they should have been $300. And it's exactly why I've been helping people solve this same problem with flood insurance premiums for the last 12 years. So my name's Chris Green, president and owner of the Flood Insurance Guru, and I want to say thank you for tuning in to today's episode on three mistakes first-time homebuyers make. Thank you.